Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 26, The Eruption of Krakatoa, the volcano that shook the world. The eruption of Krakatoa in 1883 stands as one of the most catastrophic volcanic events in recorded history, an explosive force that left an indelible mark on the world. Situated in the Sunda Strait between the Indonesian islands of Java and Sumatra, Krakatoa was an unassuming volcanic island until its violent eruption devastated the region and echoed across the globe. The event not only claimed thousands of lives, but also demonstrated the immense power of nature, leaving behind both destruction and scientific curiosity. Before the infamous eruption, Krakatoa had been relatively quiet for centuries, with the last major activity recorded in the late 17th century. The island itself was part of the Dutch East Indies, a region rich in natural beauty, but prone to geological volatility due to its location along the Pacific Ring of Fire. This tectonically active zone is known for frequent earthquakes and volcanic eruptions caused by the movement of Earth's plates. In May 1883, the volcano began showing signs of unrest, with small eruptions and columns of ash rising from its peak. These warnings, though ominous, gave little indication of the cataclysmic event to come. On 26 August 1883, Krakatoa unleashed a series of increasingly violent eruptions. The climax came the following day, 27 August, when 4 massive explosions tore the island apart. The most powerful of these explosions was so intense that it could be heard as far away as Australia and the island of Rodriguez in the Indian Ocean, over 3,000 miles from Krakatoa. The sound was described as the loudest in recorded history, rupturing eardrums and shattering windows hundreds of miles away. The energy released by the eruption is estimated to have been equivalent to 200 megatons of TNT, more than 13,000 times the force of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. The destruction caused by Krakatoa was immense. The eruptions triggered a series of colossal tsunamis, with waves reaching heights of up to 40 meters. These tsunamis swept across the coasts of Java and Sumatra, obliterating entire villages and killing tens of thousands of people. The official death toll was estimated at over 36,000, but the true number is believed to have been much higher, as many remote areas were completely wiped out. Survivors spoke of walls of water crashing ashore with unimaginable force, dragging people, buildings, and livestock out to sea. The devastation left in the tsunami's wake was compounded by the ash and pumice that rained down on the region, burying communities and suffocating the landscape. The eruption of Krakatoa had global consequences as well. The vast quantities of ash, dust, and sulfur dioxide ejected into the atmosphere formed a veil of aerosols that spread around the world, reflecting sunlight and causing a dramatic drop in global temperatures. This phenomenon, known as volcanic winter, resulted in unseasonably cold weather and disrupted agriculture for several years. Reports from around the world described vivid sunsets and a strange hazy atmosphere caused by the scattering of light through volcanic particles in the stratosphere. The effects were so widespread that artists and writers of the time, including Edvard Munch, were inspired by the surreal skies, which are thought to have influenced his iconic painting, The Scream. The eruption also had profound implications for science, as it provided an unprecedented opportunity to study volcanic activity and its global effects. Scientists across Europe and Asia documented the event, measuring atmospheric pressure changes and observing the spread of ash and aerosols. One of the most remarkable findings was the discovery of the phenomenon now known as atmospheric pressure waves, which travelled around the globe multiple times and were detected by barometers worldwide. These studies laid the groundwork for modern volcanology, helping researchers understand the interconnected nature of Earth's systems. The island of Krakatoa itself was almost completely destroyed in the eruption. The majority of the landmass was obliterated, leaving behind a caldera that filled with seawater to form a new underwater crater. However, Krakatoa's story did not end in 1883. In 1927, a new volcanic island named Anak Krakatau, or Child of Krakatoa, began to emerge from the sea. This new island has continued to grow and remains active, serving as a living reminder of the original eruption and the ever-changing nature of the planet. Krakatoa's eruption also left a deep cultural impact, becoming a symbol of nature's raw power and unpredictability. The event was widely reported in newspapers and scientific journals of the time, capturing the imagination of people around the world. In the decades that followed, it inspired countless works of fiction, documentaries, and academic studies, ensuring that its legacy endured in both popular culture and scientific inquiry. For the people of Indonesia, however, the memory of Krakatoa is deeply personal, tied to immense loss and resilience. The communities affected by the disaster had to rebuild their lives in the shadow of ongoing geological threats. Today, the region remains vulnerable to volcanic activity and tsunamis, but it is also a place of beauty and ecological significance. The remnants of Krakatoa and the surrounding islands are now part of a protected national park, attracting tourists, researchers, and adventurers who seek to understand and witness the forces that shaped this dramatic event. The eruption of Krakatoa in 1883 stands as a stark reminder of the fragility of human life in the face of natural disasters. Its extraordinary power, both destructive and transformative, continues to resonate as a cautionary tale and a subject of fascination. The story of Krakatoa is not only a chronicle of devastation, but also a testament to the resilience of people and the enduring quest to comprehend the planet's most awe-inspiring phenomena. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.